Random House Audio presents Indivisible by Kristen Heitzman. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Mark, chapter 10, verse 9, King James Version. Wrapped in a woolen throw, Jonah stared out through moon-silvered evergreen spires. He drew in the clean, sharp air of the rugged mountains, the piercing stars visible to an amazing depth, the sickle moon casting the clearing in stark relief. He had not expected to sleep, didn't dare with memories tugging so hard. He shut his eyes and let the night enclose him. The chilled tip of his nose stung as he breathed the piquant scents of wild grasses, earth and pine, a heady overlay with a hint of moisture condensing in the cold and dark. The beam above moaned with the motion of the porch swing, a rhythmic counterpart to the rushing creek out of sight in the dark, except for flashes of white where water struck rock. He felt something brush against his hand and looked down. A white, powdery moth fluttered at the lighted face of his watch. The fluffy whoosh of an owl passed, a silent shadow in search of a small, beating heart. His pulse made a low throb in his ears. He moved the breath in and out through his lungs, filling his senses easier than stilling the thoughts. Somewhere in the rocky crags, a coyote yipped, one of the few predators that had enlarged its range in spite of human encroachment, a bold and canny cohabitor, bearing ever bolder offspring. A long howl sailed into the night, a territorial...